Change isn't just about spreadsheets and strategic plans, it's about human emotions. This profound insight forms the foundation of John Cotter's revolutionary approach to organizational transformation. While most leaders believe change happens through analysis, think change, successful transformations actually follow a see-feel change pattern. When a manufacturing executive wanted to demonstrate purchasing inefficiencies, he didn't distribute spreadsheets. Instead, he collected every type of work glove the company purchased, tagged each with its price, and arranged them dramatically on the boardroom table. When executives saw identical gloves with prices ranging from $5 to $17, they were speechless. This visual demonstration created an undeniable emotional response that launched a change effort saving hundreds of millions. Our brains process sensory information through emotional centers before reaching analytical ones. When we see something compelling, it bypasses intellectual defenses and creates an emotional response that drives action. Without sufficient urgency, change initiatives become like pushing boulders uphill. Four emotional barriers commonly block progress: complacency from false pride, immobilization from fear, defiance driven by anger, and hesitation from pessimism. Traditional approaches focused on management approval and logical arguments often fail to overcome these emotional barriers. Consider Leonard Schaefer's approach when complacency crept into his company after becoming industry leaders. Rather than letting "we're number one" attitudes undermine continued progress, he shifted the comparison from direct competitors to all healthcare investment opportunities. When employees saw their P/E ratio was 12 while others achieved 50, it created renewed urgency based on external reality. Sometimes, small, symbolic actions speak louder than formal presentations, like when Ron Marshall removed shrine-like portraits of former CEOs from headquarters and replaced them with simple customer photos. This inexpensive change became the talk of the company, communicating a customer focus more effectively than any speech could have. With urgency established, assembling the right group to guide change becomes critical, not necessarily existing senior management. The essential factor is trust. While weak trust might not hinder routine work, it becomes a massive obstacle during transformations. Without it, people grow protective, making smart strategy impossible amid politics and guarded communication. Roland De Vries's experience merging seven armies into South Africa's National Defense Force demonstrates how trust develops through shared vulnerability. When a boat capsized, leaving General Mulo, formerly of Deliberation Army, and De Vries floating at sea, Mulo admitted he couldn't swim, and De Vries promised to keep him safe. For over an hour, they shared personal stories, former enemies literally clinging to each other, building transformative trust. With urgency and a guiding team established, creating the right vision follows. Charles Berry's company faced industry deregulation by visualizing possible futures through one-page summaries rather than extensive spreadsheets. The breakthrough came when an executive exclaimed, "The pennies just dropped for me. I can now see how we would do this." These pictures of possible futures proved more crucial than financial analysis. Vision must also connect emotionally with employees' values. Ron Bingham discovered that focusing solely on cutting costs wouldn't work with state government employees who valued public service. By reframing their vision around customer service rather than efficiency, they achieved remarkable results, saving more money than anticipated while delivering better service. Even brilliant visions fail if confined to the guiding team. Effective communication addresses emotions, not just information. You must address anxieties, accept anger, establish credibility, and inspire faith in the vision. When Mike Davies and Kevin Bygate prepared managers for a new structure, they created a 200-question document with concise answers addressing concerns about job security, fairness, and hidden agendas, recognizing that employees primarily wonder, "Will this hurt me?" By addressing emotional concerns first, they open minds to change. Successful change efforts eliminate the gap between words and deeds. When employees questioned commitment to cost-cutting while executives maintained lavish offices, only when a new CEO transformed the executive floor, reducing office sizes, removing private bathrooms, and selling artwork, did employees believe the message. Even with trust established, effective meeting structures remain crucial. Focused discussions, clear consensus goals, outside perspectives, and disciplined agendas create communication that resonates across all organizational levels. In successful change efforts, empowerment means eliminating obstacles that prevent people from acting on the vision. When Superintendent Joe resisted customer-requested changes, experiencing customer frustrations firsthand transformed him from obstacle to advocate. Systems, especially performance evaluations and rewards, often contradict change visions. Louise Berenger addressed this by creating a worldwide competition for improvement ideas that grew from 300 to 1,400 teams, yielding breakthrough results and empowering employees to challenge standard procedures. Mental barriers can be equally limiting. After periods of stability or failed attempts, people believe change is impossible. Greg Hughes and Daleen McCann overcame this by bringing in outsiders with successful change experience. Concrete evidence of transformation at other companies energized the team. If Lexmark could cut contract time from a month to 3 days, maybe we can do the same with permits. True empowerment comes from removing the systemic, procedural, and psychological barriers blocking the change vision. Without visible, timely victories, change efforts falter. When managing multiple projects, scattered focus delays wins. Ross Kao addressed this with the Big Four, just four priority goals posted in high-traffic areas, completing one before adding another. This created visible progress as items were checked off and replaced, with workers noting, "We're really knocking them down." Similarly, the Naval Reserve implemented a web-based skills database allowing reservists to post capabilities and active Navy personnel to search for them, demonstrating value and generating positive feedback within 30 days. Change must be properly anchored in organizational culture or it will unravel. John Harris created a lean organization with three hierarchical levels instead of five, but after a 3-year absence, he found it had reverted to its old bureaucratic structure, proving culture needs deeper embedding than through one leader's presence. To counter culture erosion from employee turnover, a pharmaceutical R&D department implemented Path to the Patient, an orientation program using compelling videos, patient testimonials, and interactive education to preserve their cross-functional culture. Project sequencing significantly impacts change efforts. When Ron Bingham helped a skeptical state senator reduce 15 redundant government forms to one, the senator became a champion. Strategic promotions can reinforce cultural shifts, like when Arthur Sulzberger Jr. promoted Denise Warren, a younger employee on a flexible schedule, to reinforce collaborative culture at his newspaper. Emotional connection to value serves as a powerful cultural anchor. One growing company realized only 25% of employees had experienced their transformation and launched Vision Quest, connecting all 40,000 employees through meaningful stories, including how they compassionately handled an elderly couple's mortgage after a house fire. Humans are emotional beings first, analytical beings second. Successful transformations speak to hearts, not just minds. Creating vivid experiences that people can see and feel unlocks the true power of change. What visual demonstration could bypass resistance and spark transformation in your organization?